I'm Molly Wood, in for Lizzie O'Leary, and this is Marketplace Weekend. Let's turn our attention now toward the kind of robots that entertain and delight. They also shoot giant guns, but they're fighting for sport. At least that's the hope. Megabots is a California-based startup hoping to turn fighting robots into the next big thing in sports entertainment. They've got a $200,000 prototype, and it gave a little demo recently at the Computer History Museum in Silicon Valley. We caught up with Megabots' parents there.
My name is Guy Cavalcanti. I'm the CEO and co-founder of Megabots, a giant fighting robot sports league. My engineering job on Megabots is mechanical design.
My name is Brinkley Warren. I'm a co-founder of Megabots and tasked primarily with business development, media development, hyping up the most amazing entertainment experience of our age.
So tell us what we're looking at and what you're going to do.
You're looking at 15,000 pounds of American Fury with a gigantic potato gun that is getting ready to fire 30 to 80 t-shirts like a machine gun and land them like a golf shot on the front lawn of the Computer History Museum. And oh, by the way, the ammo is the t-shirt that the Computer History Museum gave us. So we're actually attacking the Computer History Museum with their own t-shirts.
In case you're not getting it, Brinkley is a man who likes his job.
I think we all do.
Life is good. Yeah.
Life is pretty good.
So when you drive down the street, like when you're on the freeway with this thing on a truck, on a flatbed truck, do people just assume you're from John Deere, or do they kind of get there's something a little different?
So we put a GoPro on the tractor trailer, and people actually slow down next to the robot on the road and try to take selfies with it. We actually saw some people trying to do that over the Bay Bridge, and we're like, wow, that is not safe. It's actually more unsafe than driving a giant human-piloted robot.
And so then this is, you believe, this is going to develop into a full mega robot fighting league.
Yes.
Is that the
plan? We were raised on the video games and science fiction that basically guaranteed us a future where giant robots were roaming the earth and duking it out and settling scores between countries. And this is the reality that we would like to bring to life.
If NASCAR and F1 can make over $1 billion a year entertaining fans, we think that robots are a whole lot cooler than cars. And we think other people are going to think that, too.
I mean, we're laughing, but you're building a business here, right? You've raised venture capital funding, is that right?
Yeah, so we had an angel investment for the original build of the robot, and then we had a large sponsorship via Autodesk to help us build out the robot that you see here now. And we're doing two things. One is we are upgrading our robot to be Team USA, red, white, and blue. Lots of fun little bits and pieces that we hope people really bite into. And that's going to be kickstarted in the near future of, like, let's make the coolest freaking robot possible. But we also, on the back end, are raising private investment of let's build a really high-end robotics company that makes robots capable of live entertainment so that we can sell kits and anyone in the world can make a robot like this.
How do you know that there's a market for this? The initial Kickstarter was not as successful as you'd want it to be, right? Are you sure that people are going to want to watch it?
So our challenge to Japan was the, like, shot heard round the world, right? So people who have never heard of Megabots have heard of the giant robot duel and know that two dudes in aviators and American flag capes, like, walk down an aisle and challenge Japan to a giant robot fight. Probably the most inadvisable thing some Americans can do. But, like, that's... Instead of telling people what it's going to look like, we are showing people what it's going to look like. It's going to be like a couple of guys strapping up into a giant robot and hoping they don't die and just, like, trying to duke it out in giant robot form.
Yeah, right? So let's talk about the danger element, because one of the things that is somewhat less exciting sometimes about robots battling is that they're robots and there's not that kind of human sports story and the horror, the horrific injury that they replay 75 times. I mean, are you banking on horrific injury or at least a sense of danger?
Well, I'm in the robot. No.
If it bleeds, it leads.
The reality is that people watch F1, they watch NASCAR, and, like, bad things happen to people. Mostly they don't happen, but there is danger, right? Like, that is what people kind of, like, buy into. It's like, you are doing something that is a real risk. You are doing it for our entertainment. And there's some part of us that likes that, right? And, like, that's kind of weird to say, but it's like, yeah, like, these robots will be punching each other. They will be firing giant cannonballs at each other. Like, that's how it's going to work. And we're going to take every safeguard possible because it's literally us inside the robots and we don't want to die, right? But at the same time, it's like you can't shy away from it, right? Like, you can't just have remote control things like punching each other up because that's only so exciting. Mm-hmm. BattleBots is awesome, but we want to, like, step it up. And to your point earlier, like, is there a market? You know, a Transformers movie comes out and they sell $1.5 billion in toys.
Right.
Every single year. Okay, those are fake, right? Like, here's a robot that you could engineer, you could pilot, you can play in a video game, you can buy the toy for, right? If, like, if Transformers can do it, like, why can't real-life giant robots do it?
And then how, with the duel, is this like America's Cup where there are going to be specs for building the robot and then you'll be fighting a similarly equipped
Right.
Megabot?
So our competitor is the Kuratus robot from Sudobashi Heavy Industries in Japan. They have a 9,000-pound robot that's a single-seater, so they've opted for the video game route. But yeah, right now we are working out a set of rules that makes sense for everybody of, like, okay, how do we integrate, you know, gunfire safely? How do we integrate melee combat safely and, like, really make this epic? Because the goal is not one fight and you're done. The goal is, like, well, world, look at this. This was the most epic thing you've ever seen. Let's make a sport out of it.
All right. And so what are the next steps? The next steps are this Kickstarter to really trick out.
Yeah.
What are you
hoping?
We need
America's help. I mean, we're getting ready to go to bat for the entire country with the world's first human-piloted giant robot. And we need America to, like, back us because we're just like a bunch of dudes in this garage project in Silicon Valley. We happen to have some robot geniuses on our team, but we're going to need more help, and we're going to need to upgrade it so that we can take on the Japanese team. The Japanese team has like 4 years head start on us. So if we go into the ring right now, we're gonna get it handed to us. So we need your help, America.
Frankly's not a pilot, so I'm just gonna say we would not get our tails handed to us. We would be just fine. I just think it should be a more epic show.
Frankly and Guy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
And also for letting me drive your giant robot.
Anytime. Yeah.